The proposed partial privatisation of South African Airways remains a hot topic, and the announcement that the Takatsa Consortium will take up a 51% stake in the airline received mixed reaction. Gideon Novick joins me now. He is the CEO-designate of the new SAA. He is someone with tremendous experience in the South African aviation industry. He was the CEO of Comair. He started Kalula.com, and he is also in charge of South Africa's latest airline, Lyft. Gideon, thank you so much for joining me. You've had a long career in aviation. Did you ever think you will be at the helm of the SAA?
Well, I had a 10-year break, so I had some sanity in my life, but it seems like that's about to come to an end. And yeah, Rick, this is a very exciting chapter. I mean, this is really something completely, it's a big deal. It's a big deal for the country. It's certainly stretching my comfort zone. I'm learning about politics, and I think we can do good things.
Yeah, I think politics is an important skill to have. But tell us about how did this deal come about? When did the party start to talk, and when did your phone ring?
Yeah, so I met Tsepo early in the year. We actually were introduced by somebody who knew that we both obviously had an interest in aviation, and we had some interesting discussions, and then discovered that we were both interested in SAA. So we combined our forces and fortunately had a good mix of skills. You know, we've got some good experience and some good an excellent team in terms of running airlines. And Harith obviously have immense skill in terms of raising capital, managing long-term investments. And we struck up a really good relationship.
But why the SAA? Because I think there has been a lot of brand damage. So do you think the SAA proposes the best opportunity to launch a new airline in the country?
I think so. I mean, it's a brand that's had a 87-year history in this country. I mean, it's part of the fabric of the country, and actually had many decades of, you know, really good performance, and was a brand that people actually, you know, loved at a point in time. It was it had a extensive network around the world. It was very strong in Africa. It had a very strong loyalty program in Voyager, which was probably the strongest loyalty program in the country. It had some excellent people and a brilliant safety record. So, you know, a lot of good things. I think what we remember, because it's the recent history, is, you know, a lot of the bad stuff. And there was a lot of bad stuff, and people rightfully lost trust in the brand. And our job is to win back that trust and get South Africans to support their national carrier, much like they support their national sporting teams.
That will be a challenge. But can you maybe paint a picture for us? Exactly how do you think the new SAA will look, and what should South Africans expect?
Well, I think they should expect something that they will be proud of. That's our objective. I think they should expect something that's efficient and sustainable. This is a business that is going to be run by private individuals who are commercially run, commercially driven. So something that's sustainable, something that doesn't come back to the government to ask for money, because that is not going to happen. And that's been made very clear, and that's part of this deal. So it's got to be something that works as a business, and it's got to be something that works for South Africans in terms of a flag carrier that, that delivers uniquely South African service and connects South Africa to the world.
Let's talk about the politics and the money, because there has been some negative reports about the announcement and concerns that, the responsibility for funding this will move from taxpayers to the government employee pension fund members via the link of the PIC with one of the consortium partners. Number one, were you surprised at the negativity towards that part of the deal, that there were concerns that the buck was just passed from taxpayers to pensioners?
Well, you know, in truth, the response overall has been pretty overwhelming, mostly positive, as you know. And I actually find it quite motivating that people care so much about South African Airways. There's good debates going on, and people must ask all the questions that are being asked. I think it's become part of the fabric of South Africa to be a little bit suspicious and ask the questions, get the answers. In terms of funding, you know, from my experience, good business models get funded. Good businesses get funded. And there's plenty of capital available, as you know, around the world and in South Africa as well. There's excess liquidity. There's investors looking for good opportunities, whether they're pension funds or banks or private investors or institutions. So I worry very little about the funding. The funding will be there. Harith have got incredible experience in terms of raising capital and managing capital. It's our job is to build a robust business plan that makes it worthwhile investing in this new project.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people are concerned about what happened in the past, where government just kept on writing checks and because it was not managed efficiently. Where in the negotiation process are you regarding the sale of the stake to the consortium? And when will we be able to see the fine print and potentially the involvement of government in the newly relaunched airline?
Yeah, I mean, the negotiation's done. I mean, that's how we got to an MOU. We're pretty confident that there won't be any major issues in the due diligence. We've already done a lot of the work, but we still need to go through that process. The deal's done. The principles are there. We're going to own 51%. Government will own 49%. That's one of the main issues. The second major issue is that government won't be funding SAA in the future. And those things have been made very clear. There's lots more detail which we'll share over time. We've got to have a good look at the subsidiary companies as well. As you know, SAA as a group, including a number of subsidiaries. Part of our due diligence is understanding what's going on in those subsidiaries and where they fit into the future of SAA. So a lot of work to be done.
So if, in theory at least, the new SAA runs into financial problems, there will not be a bailout from government. Has that been signed and sealed?
That's been made abundantly clear to us and is making us even more fired up to have a robust business plan. And most importantly, Rake, an agile business model, and we kind of use this word a lot, but it's so important in the travel industry and in the aviation industry to have a model that is flexible and can adjust to demand as it changes. And we've seen massive changes in demand. We're going through a third wave of COVID now, which is impacting air travel in a big way. So we have to be very flexible, very agile. And I think with that approach, we really will limit the risk profile of the business and make it a fundamentally different model to a traditional airline model.
Will you also take ownership of SAA Technical and Mango?
Well, yes, those are subsidiaries. And as part of our due diligence, we're going to take a good look at what's going on there and how they fit into the future of SAA.
Now, you're still busy with the due diligence. When do you foresee to finish that process, and when do you foresee to have your first planes in the air?
Well, as soon as possible. I mean, there's a lot of pressure to get up and running. Up until the third wave, the market was coming back nicely. Globally, as you know, with the vaccination programs, travel is returning. We know there's massive pent-up demand in leisure travel. Business travel, we're a little bit more skeptical of, and there may well be long-term impacts coming from COVID and video conferencing. So we need to get back in the game as soon as possible. So we're busy with those plans, but in parallel with that, we need to get the due diligence done in the next couple of months.
I can hear the passion. Were there other parties or other consortiums who were also speaking to government regarding the stake?
I think there were many. I mean, I was reading, pretty much what you were reading in the press, and it sounds like there were a large number of bidders and interested parties. I think there certainly was a lot of interest.
And lastly, you are also the CEO of Lyft, which is another airline. What's going to happen there?
I'm actually not the CEO. I have an interest in Lyft. Jonathan Ayash is the CEO, and he's a brilliant CEO. Lyft is something we're looking at. How does it fit into the bigger picture? We're looking at different options. We've got quite a lot of work to do to work out the nuts and bolts. But the most important thing is to get South African Airways back in the air in a way that South Africans will be proud of it.
Gideon, thank you so much for your time.